it is a massive achievement. I mean, if you look back at teams touring down to the Southern Hemisphere, you know, the Northern Hemisphere teams, they don't do well. So, you know, a whitewash is a fantastic achievement itself. You then add that, you know, this is an Australian side that was World Cup finalists not that long ago. It is huge, and as you said, you know, each of the games had something different about them. I think the first, particularly, there was a, you know, it wasn't as well as the Six Nations gone. There was an uncertainty as to how it was going to go. The second was such a mad performance, and then today, different again. Very much, you know, committed, but more open. There was huge scoreline, but you know, a great example of rugby.
So where does this put it? I mean, yeah, the excitement that has been generated over the last 6 months with the Six Nations success, and now with this victory, this emphatic series victory down under, and we're 3 years away from the World Cup yet, but I mean, obviously people are going to start getting very excited because of maybe the nature of the team, some of the youth of the team. I know there's other players that maybe at the slightly edging towards the other sort of end of their careers or towards that. But the positivity, the change, you know, in the feeling since, you know, the World Cup and whatever, the fallout from the World Cup is pretty extraordinary. I mean, you know, can they keep this momentum building?
Well, that's definitely going to be a challenge. I think it'd be a very English thing to do. You really start sort of picking holes in, you know, these last three games, and they are there. I don't think anyone will be suggesting that, you know, they're the finished article yet. And there is such a long way to go to the World Cup. I mean, we may, you know, we will probably see some guys come out of that squad. We'll hopefully see new guys emerge who are not even on the radar yet. Mm. But I think that there has to be a set. And one of the things that pleased me the most, if you think how far they've come since that World Cup exit, there was almost a sense going today that if they didn't win, it would be a bit disappointment. Never mind that winning a series out there is such a rare thing. There seemed to be a real sort of business-like attitude. Nobody got so overhyped about anything.
No.
And I think, you know, that's something that they've got to hang on to. It's, yes, joy, just what a tremendous achievement it is, but it's okay, so what do we do next?
Yeah.
And, you know, you've got to strike that balance between, you know, really appreciating what they've achieved and always going, well, but it doesn't count for anything if it all falls apart from here. So it seems like there's just a mindset running through the squad now that Eddie Jones has brought in. I imagine he'll keep them all on their toes. We saw today, and we've seen before, he's not afraid to mix things up, make substitutions early on in the game.
Yeah.
Players being told in no uncertain terms where they stand. But, you know, I think that will make for an environment that keeps these guys on their toes and keeps that attitude there, and that hopefully will carry them forward.
Mm, but as you say, the presence of Eddie Jones, that's securing him from the coaching point of view was a very positive thing. But he is not someone who, he will not suffer any sort of drop off in intensity or in sort of level of performance, will he?
No, and I mean, I never had the chance to work with him, but his reputation speaks for itself, and it's one of these funny things with coaches, because I think you know, you look back at Stuart Lancaster and he enjoyed some huge success with the team, but for whatever reason, you know, the mindsets sort of change, and going into situations, you know, if they're not right, then things can come undone. And regardless of what he's done in terms of on the pitch, that mindset that he seems to have instilled in the team at the moment, you know, an end of season tour to a competitive place like Australia, teams normally go down there tired, missing lots of big names, and, you know, they just look like it's a step too far. Where, you know, at the end of that game, that still looked like an England side that were energised and were ready to go. And I think if they start falling off that and believing, you know, their own hype, if you like, Eddie Jones will probably come down on them fairly hard.
I would have thought so. You've toured to New Zealand, just a reference to one of our other home nations, Northern Hemisphere teams. Wales have been thumped today. They've gained credit from other matches in this series, but today they really were put to the sword by a New Zealand side who, you know, yes, there's transition, yes, there's players that have now fallen away and taken the shirt off, but others have brought this, and the depth of talent in New Zealand rugby is scary. I don't know where Warren Gatland will sort of assess where he is with his Wales squad, and of course he's been, you know, linked with taking the Lions down there next summer.
Yeah, that's an interesting one, and I mean, having served under Gats at Wasps for a long time, you know,
yeah,
sort of know what a fantastic coach he is. I think a lot of people have a sort of frustration around Wales because they've been just on the cusp of, you know, really taking it on and, you know, beating these Southern Hemisphere teams so many times, but it just never quite got there. And certainly in the first two tests, you know, there were moments you thought, are they going to do it? And then, but it always comes back to the All Blacks and the fact that they never look like they're going to lose. It's just that regardless of the scoreline, they just go about what they're doing. They've got such quality. And as you mentioned, you know, you think if a team were to lose people like McCaw and Carter, you know, how do you replace them? And New Zealand don't even miss a beat because they've got these guys who are, you know, who are already instilled in that All Black psyche, and they just bring them through the team. They've already got experience at the highest level, and they just slot in. And it's more like a club side than it is an international side because they just seem so settled. Everybody's on the same page, and it really is, as you say, fairly frightening, really, for the rest of world rugby. But, you know, that's a challenge, and I think that's going to be the target for England going forward.
Yeah.
Is, you know, how close to them can they get, and can they get to a point where they match them? And for Wales, I mean, you know, I know Gatland has done great things with them. Whether it's a time where he wants to move on, I don't know. He's always liked to challenge. So I still think that until they've got a big Southern Hemisphere scalp, he'll feel like he's got work to do.
Yeah, I think he's maybe got some unfinished business. Final question for you, Tom. Appreciate your time this afternoon. Just talking about rugby, the touring season about to come to an end, obviously, with everyone down there. But there's more rugby this summer in the shape of sevens in Rio. How exciting will it be for everyone from the sport to see that?
I think that'll be great. I did play a little bit of sevens early on in my career, and I must admit I didn't always enjoy it because there was far too much running around for my life.
It's a lot of running around, isn't it?
Yeah. But I think it's something that I hadn't done much of at school, and then having the chance to do it really gave me an appreciation for the game. It is very different to 15s, but it's about the core rugby skills.
Yeah.
So on a fundamental level, it's fantastic. And the format of seven, these short games and the tournaments, from an entertainment point of view, you know, it's spectacular. And you only need to look at we look at top flight 15 aside full rugby union, and you've got the big teams on the hemisphere, and you've got the recognised teams in the Six Nations, and then things peter out. Whereas in sevens, it's far more competitive. You know, you've got teams from, I don't know, Kenya have been on top. I'm trying to remember the last one. I think Scotland, were upsetting sides in the tournament. You know, the Pacific Island sides will do well. It's going to be, you know, a great spectacle, and hopefully it'll really give a chance to expose rugby in any form. But, you know, the basics of it in sevens to people, and if sevens can grow, I think that can only help the 15-a-side game as well, I think.